come back, y'all. Go ahead and let the music roll. Sounds delicious. Speaking of blue moon, I think we have a fourth blood moon coming up here shortly. Some people are even saying September 23rd is the end of the world. Have you heard that?
Right? I have not heard that.
I hope not, because on September 26th, we have Dr. Sky coming on the Rosie on the House show talking about that. And actually, that night, there will be a total eclipse, and he's actually setting up telescopes up in a church in Scottsdale, inviting all the kids and the families to come out, and he's going to have enough telescopes there for everybody to watch, so it'd be a lot of fun.
So we might need to do an end of the world special. Showroom special.
Yeah. And you've only got, what's the date?
Today's the 19th.
So you have 4 days to
claim.
That's
right. Exactly right.
All right. Now, we were talking about when to and when not to use a general contractor. What are your basic guidelines?
Right. For us, when there's probably three or more trades involved with a project, that's when you need some coordination and some cooperation just to make it easy for the homeowner. They're not going to know a lot of the details each of the contractors need, and so at that point it's advantageous to, like we've talked about before, have a plan in place, know the materials are what you really want and selected, and that the project can be then staged and ready to go, and the cooperation, the coordination then relies on the general contractor. When it's less than that, then we do a referral to one of our Rosie partners, just to kind of let them take that single project and go with it. But there's a lot to know about projects and when to have somebody there, what it needs to look like, how long it's going to take, and that's where we can explain that. We could be there to make sure things move along smoothly.
Not only the sequence of events, but also what the fit and finish and final quality is going to be. I always tell my superintendents to remember this: no matter how great your subcontractor is, you must whatever you expect, you must inspect.
Exactly.
If you don't know what to expect, if you're not a specialist in that particular area, you don't know what to inspect.
Right.
And you may be getting passed off as second grade work, and you paid for first grade work.
Exactly.
First class work, not first grade.
Well, the thing about it is, if you just want to handle it yourself and you just put in your granite countertop, well, they're going to want to know what sink it is, where are you going to drill your holes, what is the edge of the finish, and so there's a lot of other things that...
Center set or 8-inch center?
Exactly.
Or 4-inch center.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so they're going to ask those questions, and most homeowners are just going to look at you like, what did you just ask me? And so that's where the general can coordinate those details, make sure they're asking those questions up front, get the project ready for the subs to get in, get out. And then, just kind of general maintenance of the project, of making sure it runs well, that it's clean, they are on time, that they're there to kind of make sure the house is protected and the project runs in a good way. And, most remodeling, they're living in the home too, and most subcontractors are there to get in, get out, and the general can take care of the project itself, making sure it's prepped and that it's ready for the subcontractor to be there.
People always ask me, what's the litmus test for which contractor should I pick? And I tell them, I say, look, interview a couple, decide who you're happiest with chemistry-wise, who's been on time every time you've set an appointment, who was prepared every time they said they'd be prepared. Because in the bidding process, in the planning process, I call that the courtship phase.
Right.
And if they're not putting their best foot forward during the courtship, it's not going to get better after you get married and sign the contract.
It is not
going to get better.
Right.
Here's the acid test I tell people all the time. Look, remodeling is not a science. Okay. No. There are going to be days things don't go right. Something's going to show up on the site in the wrong color, an inspection is going to be failed for one reason or another, a subcontractor is going to have a truck breakdown, or their seventh grandmother is going to die and they're not going to show up, and you pick the contractor
right
when you're frustrated in the middle of that job. Who's the person you want walking up your sidewalk?
Exactly.
Who can you lean on in that situation? That's the remodeling contractor you
pick. Exactly right.
All right. John Reuter of Assurance Builders, one of our full-service design build Rosie certified remodeling contractors in Tucson, here celebrating their showroom grand opening, represented with a lot of other Rosie on the House partners here. We've got Magic Garden Nursery, Southwestern Solar from Green Valley. We've got Green Valley Cooling and Heating. We've got the Solar Store from here in Tucson. We have Rebath and five-day kitchens. We've got five-star pest control, Kinetico water treatment, temp control, air conditioning contractors right here in Tucson, Technosecurity, and Channel Choice TV, serving actually all of Arizona. And if you're confused about what TV subscription service you'd like, these guys are like third-party advisors that actually can put you into any package you want. They are a great advisor. Contact Channel Choice at this number, 480-446-7070, and talk through with them what you want out of your entertainment channel, and they will fine-tune that right package just for you. You won't be bundled into something you don't want. Boy, when I found out about them, I thought, man, why didn't I think of this service?
Right.
That's Channel Choice at 480-446-7070. They're today actually giving away a 32-inch LCD TV here at this event. And for the first two people that call that number now, they too, for signing up for service, will get a free 32-inch LCD TV. We're here till 12:30. Ribbon cutting at 12. We got to sign off the broadcast now, but folks, come on now. We've got another hour and a half at 150 South Camino Seco.